The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
All right, in this presentation, I'm going to show you how to copy folders or files from where you keep them on your computer and paste them onto your player. So the first thing we need to do is connect the player to the computer. So we're going to do that now. And there's the connection.
Send to clip ZF. Dialog: this Discord device contains more than one type of content.
All right. When it comes up with that menu, I just press the escape key because I don't use it. So just to get rid of it, I hit the escape key.
Gold Wave. Untitled 1.
That's the recording program. So now we're going to go to the desktop. So Windows key and M.
Desktop list. Windows Explorer 72 of 77.
And that's the program I want. So I'm going to use Windows Explorer. So I'm going to press Enter here.
My documents. Tree view. Level 0 desktop expanded not selected 1 of 1. Level 1 my documents expanded 1 of 6.
Alright, so I'm going to left arrow to close it.
Collapsed.
And I'm going to arrow down to my computer.
My computer collapsed 2 of 6 level 1.
Hit the right arrow to open that.
Expanded. 7 items.
And tap the letter S to make sure that the Sansa player showed up.
Level 2 Sansa clip ZF. Collapsed 4 of 7.
And sure enough, there it is. So let's left arrow back up to
level 1 my computer expanded 2 of 6.
And close it by pressing the left arrow again.
Collapsed.
So let's arrow up to my documents.
My documents collapsed 1 of 6 level 1.
And hit the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 14 items.
Alright, so what we're going to do basically is we're going to pretend that we're actually getting something from the iTunes folder, because lots of people don't know that they can do this when they use iTunes. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to type the letter M until we get to
level 2 my conference recordings 8 of my music collapsed 9 of 14 level 2
my music, and we're going to open that up.
Expanded. 7 items.
And this is using Windows XP and, like I said, Windows Explorer, so it's could be different depending if you're using my computer or computer, depending on your operating system and what version of Windows you're using, whether it's Vista, 7, 8, or whatever they come up with next. So this is just using XP and Windows Explorer. So we're going to arrow down.
Level 3 Amazon MP3 1 of 7.
And this is where the Amazon MP3 downloader would put any music that you bought from them. So if it was in here, you would copy it from there. But we're going to go look for iTunes, so we're going to arrow down.
CDDB collapsed 2 of 7 level 3. iTunes collapsed 3 of 7 level 3.
And there's iTunes. So we're going to hit the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 3 items.
And we're going to arrow down until we get to
level 4 album artwork collapsed. iTunes Media collapsed 2 of 3 level 4.
iTunes Media. And we're going to hit the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 6 items.
And then we're going to arrow down until we get to
level 5 automatically. Add to iTunes 1. Books 2 of 6 level 5. Downloads 3 of 6 level 5. Mobile applications 4 of 6. Music collapsed 5 of 6 level 5.
Music. So now we're going to tab to get into this folder.
Folder view list. Fleetwood Mac. Type. File folder. Date modified. 7/8/20.
And that's the folder we're after. So we're going to press the space bar to make sure that it's selected.
Selected.
And now we're going to issue the command of Control C to copy it. So you hold down the Control key and you type the letter C. And that has copied it. My screen reader is NVDA, and it doesn't tell you when you've copied it, because you should know that when you do Control C, you've copied something. So now we're going to Shift Tab out of this folder.
Tree view. Music collapsed 5 of 6 level 5.
And then we're going to left arrow till we get back up to my documents.
Level 4 iTunes Media expanded 2 of 3, collapsed. Level 3 iTunes expanded 3 of 7, collapsed. Level 2 my music expanded 9 of 14, collapsed. Level 1 my documents expanded 1 of 6, collapsed.
Alright, now we're going to arrow down.
My computer collapsed 2 of 6 level 1.
To my computer and hit the right arrow.
Expanded. 7 items.
Now here we hit the letter S to go right down to the Sansa clip zip.
Level 2 Sansa clip ZF. Collapsed 4 of 7.
We hit the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 8 items.
And we're going to type the letter M until we get down to
Level 3 manuals collapsed 3 of 8. My music collapsed 4 of 8, level 3.
My music. So now, to paste the Fleetwood Mac folder that we just copied, you do the paste command, which is Control-V. So you hold down Control, and you type the letter V.
Copying. Dialogue from 1988 Greatest Hits to 1988 Greatest Hits, 01 Rhiannon.mp3. Animation.
And NVDA keeps you updated by the beeps, or you can have it announce the percentage that it's done. Sounds like it's getting very close to done.
My music. Tree
and
view.
It's done.
My music collapsed 4 of 8, level 3.
So now we tab to go into My Music.
Folder view list. Bridget Codeless. Type. File folder. Date modified. 6/8/2013/6.
Let's press F5 to refresh it.
Bridget Codeless. Type.
And now when we arrow down.
Fleetwood Mac. Type. File folder. Date modified.
There's the Fleetwood Mac
7/9/2013/5:38 p.m. 2 of 4.
So that's basically
Preview.
How you would copy a folder or files from your computer and then paste them into the player. The player has several folders pre-made, but you can make your own if you like. So let me show you the ones that are there. So let me...
Level 4 Fleetwood Mac expanded, collapsed. Level 3 My Music, collapsed.
Left arrow till I get back up to just the player.
Level 2 Sans Eclipse EF, expanded 4 of 8, collapsed.
Alright, so now let's tab to go into the folders.
Folder view list. Dot Rockbox, type, file folder, date mod, selected.
Alright, Dot Rockbox, that's the firmware itself, so don't delete that, don't change the name of it, just don't do anything to it, because that is your firmware. If you delete it, your player will stop working, so don't do anything to that one.
Audiobooks, type, file.
We got audiobooks. Any audiobooks that are produced in any file type, as long as it's not a protected file type, will work in here. You could name it My Audiobooks if you like. You could actually name any folder whatever you want. There's only two limitations in that, and that is you should not have any folders named Audible or Music. Either one of those two will turn on some kind of DRM protection scheme, which could end up making your folders and files disappear from within them. So don't use of any folders called Audible or Music. All right, let's arrow down.
Manuals, type, file folder.
This is the manuals folder. Inside here you'll find a quick start guide as a text file and the Rockbox manual, which is a PDF file. Let's arrow down.
My music, type, file folder.
My music is pretty much self-explanatory. That's where you would put your music. And like I said, you can even create your own folder name. Like if I wanted to, I could make it say Laz's Music instead of just My Music. So let's arrow down.
Playlists, type, file folder, date.
This is the playlist folder in which the player will store any playlist that you generate with the player in this folder. Let's arrow down.
Podcasts, type, file.
Podcasts, for any podcasts you care to put in here. Let's arrow down.
Recordings, type, file folder, date modified.
Recordings. This is where the player will store any recordings that you make, whether you're using the FM radio to record or recording with the built-in mono microphone. It will store the files in here, unless you actually change the setting. So this is where you would find your recordings.
Utilities, type, file folder, date modified, 6/.
This is the utilities folder, which will have any utilities that we've put in the player for your use to accomplish certain things.
Config.cfg, size 1.
And this is the config.cfg file. This file is a backup of the settings. Don't erase this because it could come in handy if you mess around in the settings and something happens to the player and it stops speaking or whatever. So don't delete this file. It's important because it could return your player to operating status if something's gone awry. And this is something that I'll explain to you if and when it happens. But for now, don't do anything with this file. And that's basically it. This is how you would copy folders or files from your computer and paste them onto the player.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.